Let's take a look a little bit at Shana Shlishi. Nation who's Harbal Hachul Chapes Drachov, the Kamalo Avonus Vachatov. The Baal Tshuva is commanded to scrutinize his ways, his actions, so as to ascertain how many avonos and chatos he had. Ve'acharei asher tam chifes mechupos, after the exhaustive search is completed, husa lachkor goldel kol chet mechatov. Then the next stage is to inquire, to investigate the magnitude of each of his chatov. K'mosha ne'emar, nach v'sod v'cheinim lachkor. Yoni here has a very, very interesting and Yisodus Nigabshad in the Pasuk in Eicha. The question is, well, what are those two tshuva activities that Yirmiyahu HaNavi speaks of? The Chipus Drachim and then the Chakira. So Ben Yona says the Chippus Drachim is the taking inventory, the scrutinizing one's actions to identify chet, and then Nachkora is to investigate chet in the sense of assessing the magnitude of the chet. So maybe we'll first see how he fleshes that out, and then B'nai Nebner Tishan look at one or two other pshatim in that pasuk in Eicha. L'choda Eilav, that it should be known to him, kol chatos av ashachata, each of his sins, kama higdil la'ashma ba, within that sin, how great is his guilt? Again, to have a sense for the magnitude of the chet. Ki yesh ashma ad la'shamayim gedola. Chatoim vary in their magnitude. That there can be an instance of guilt where the guilt is as it were al shamayim, and that's why you can't measure chatoim just quantitatively, because v'yesh ra'a keneged kama chatoim gadol l'shula, because you can have a single instance of ra, but in terms of its weightiness, it's the equal of several chatoim. Now, why is it necessary to know the magnitude of the chet? Well, why doesn't it suffice that a person is aware of the chet? The hatshuva hagdola kefi heyos gedolim chikrele ba'ele. Because the tshuva will be commensurate. The tshuva will only rise to the level of the person's awareness of chet. So the mashal is as follows. And let's say a person takes a step backwards and he doesn't realize that there's someone behind him, and he steps on the person's foot. Okay, so you feel badly. But let's say, unbeknownst to him, so the person has a broken toe or something. And when he stepped backwards, so it wasn't just sort of a mild discomfort that he caused the person, but it was intense, excruciating pain. So clearly, the tshuva, as it were, only reflects the person's understanding and perception of the chait. And if he were to know that how much pain he had caused the person, I mean, it was still inadvertent, but I felt behind, if he would be aware of how much pain he had caused the person, it would, in his mind, take on different proportions, and his tshuva would vary accordingly. In one of the Chumash drashas, a similar concept in a very different context, the Rav tells the story about the Beis HaLevi, that once elections, appointments to a certain communal party in Brisk, and there was someone who was known to be close to the Beis HaLevi, who was a candidate to be elected, appointed to this communal oversight body. And Afal Pi Chein, the Beis HaLevi didn't support him. So they asked the Beis HaLevi, "Mai Hai, he's one of your Mekuravim." So the Beis HaLevi quoted the din from Baba Metzia. He said, "Well, let's say you give something to a shomer, and a piece of jewelry, or and he's under the impression that you're being mafkid silver. In reality, it's gold, which is more valuable. So if he's posheya, so the halacha is that he only has to pay as though it had been silver. What difference does it make? Either way, he was makabel upon himself shmira, and he was poshea in the shmira." So the Gemara says no, because the tirusa de kaspa kivel alei, the tirusa de dav lo kivel alei. He was makabel upon himself shmira for silver. He wasn't makabel upon himself shmira for gold. A person's sense of, again, in this context, in the Baba Metzia context, a person's sense of achrayus is commensurate to his conception, his perception of what he's dealing with. So the Beis HaLevi says, I think maybe the oversight committee was for chinuch or something, he says, This candidate, he's a good person, I like him, we're close. For him, chinuch is as important, that the moshel is as silver. He says, but for me, it's gold. So a person's understanding, a person's perception will dictate his attitude, his reaction, how he deals with it. So that's what Rabbi Yonah says. First, a person has to identify chatoin, but then even once he identifies it as a chait, as something which he shouldn't have done, or something which he should have done, so then he has to understand what the true magnitude of that chait is. Ba'od, paragraph B, Toyo Chakiras Otsem ha'obon v'chassos klimas pono b'she'elas ha'mechila. Ke'inen shenemar Elokai boshti v'nechlamti v'horib Elokai pono elecha. U'v'he'otos busha al nafsho l'fnei Hashem yisparach acharei ha'pitocha b'slichasa. Kenyan Shanama Lamantiz Kiriba Vosht, the Gomer Bechapari Loch, the Cholasherosis, Willi Yos Negan Ain of Gedulas Chesed Hakapora, Kenyan Shanama, Kichas the Chol Negan Ainer. So when Yoma actually has Busha at two different stages in these few lines that we just read. It could be it's more correct to say that he actually, in this paragraph, he has the busha at two stages. I'm not sure, if you go back to Shar HaRishon, HaYikar HaShishi, for a moment of our side. Shar HaRishon, Yikar HaShishi. Busha, Kenyan Shanema, Boshti Vigam Nichlanti, Kinasasi Kherpas Nurui. So Hippa Ben Yona is mentioning Busha even before the Kasha Samachila, right? Here the Busha is one of the 20 Ikari Hachuba, that it's an essential part of tshuva, that a person should have a sense of busha before Baruch Hu about his chatoim, independent of Bakasha Samachila. Right? There's no, and I don't think here in Shar Aleph, at this point, it's not linked to Mechila. Why is Busha so important? Why is the sense of Busha Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu so important? So Ben Yon goes on to explain the following. Leaving aside the category of a Tinuk Shenishba, whose chatoyim are just rooted in unfortunate deprivation in terms of knowing Torah, knowing what to do. But let's say for the rest of us, our chatoyim. So on the one hand, sort of each chait has its own dynamic. It's a different yitzhara. It's a different weakness, it's a different character form. Each chait has its own dynamic. But me'idach gisa, there is a common denominator to every chait. And that common denominator is the following. Let's say you have someone, it's his life's dream to go to to medical school. And so it's the day of his final in organic chemistry. And for whatever reason, he's not adequately prepared. And if he does poorly, he's convinced that he'll never get accepted to medical school. So he rationalizes for himself that he's going to cheat. Okay? He's going to cheat. So he devises his system, and then he comes into the exam, and then he's ready to cheat. So he looks up, and he sees that the proctor's looking at him. The proctor's staring right at him. Okay, so he's not going to cheat yet. So he waits a few minutes, looks up again, the proctor's still staring at him. So the entire exam goes by, and every time he's ready to act, he sees that the proctor is staring at him. So what happens? He doesn't cheat. Not because it's such a big tzaddik, but because all of a sudden he had an epiphany that it's so wrong to cheat. But no one cheats if you can't get away with it. And if you're going to get in trouble for cheating, no one cheats. So how is it that we're not inhibited from chait? Whatever the flaw is, whatever the weakness is, whatever the yitzhar is, so how is it that we're not inhibited by the fact that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was watching? So Ben Gurion goes on to explain him, Ha'ikar Shishi, it's because we're oblivious to the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the common denominator, again, leaving aside the Tinuk Shenishma category of chait. That's the common denominator of every chait, is that Ein Zeh Ela Hayos Hashem Yisparach Rochot Mikil Yosef. Yom says a few lines later. Which is why tshuva, which is involves tikkun achet, has to include busha, because the definition of busha, what's sort of unique about busha, other feelings, a person has pain. Let's say a person trips and falls, and he bangs his arm, he'll feel pain. Will he feel embarrassed that he was clumsy and tripped? So that's going to depend. If no one was around and no one witnessed him take a fall, so then he's not going to feel embarrassed. If there was a room full of people, so then he's going to feel very embarrassed. So busha is when a person's weakness, foolishness, inconsistency, whatever it is exposed. That's when we're embarrassed. So what do I have to be embarrassed over my chatoim? Most of my chatoim people don't know about. So what do I have to be embarrassed about? The answer is, yeah, but the Rav Shalom knows. And when a person feels embarrassed about his chatoim, so then that represents a tikkun achet, because the chet happened in the first place because one was oblivious to the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that person does genuinely experience busha, so that means he's aware of the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
How would Rabbi define the lashon of klima that he uses, or posted in a chlamki?
So Ben Yonah goes on to say that the klima is a more intense form of busha, so maybe it would be something similar to, in English, embarrassment and humiliation. But humiliation is something much, much more intense than embarrassment. That's why whenever you have the two lashonos, it's always busha first and then klima second. It's always the klima always comes after the busha.
If one was to do an avera like lahakas, knowing that Hashem is watching him, then how does busha fix that?
In Hanami, there's a lot of other repairs that need to be done first. In Hanami. So that's one role that the busha plays. And again, and the busha. So here, again, in Shara Rishon, this element of Busha is sort of a baseline of Busha, doesn't require the Nachkola. Just the baseline of Busha is that it's a person is embarrassed to have betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, Rabbi Yonah is adding two other contexts for which Busha is pivotal. The first one is in terms of She'elas HaMechila. When a person asks Mechila, so that too has to be done with a sense of Busha. The Busha will be commensurate to the person's understanding of the magnitude of Chet. And then additionally, Rabbi Yonah says, well, the Heyotos Busha al Nafsha Lifne Hashem Yisparach Acharei HaBitochen B'Slichosai. There's yet another context in which there should be Busha. And that is, even when we feel confident that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has forgiven us, so as it were, that the contrast between our chait and the magnanimity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in forgiving us should also generate a sense of busha, right? That contrast between the way we acted and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds is also a source of busha, but in each case, the degree of busha will reflect a person's appreciation of the degree of chet. And hence, nach besodo chet v'nach kodo, we have to identify the chaton, but then we have to investigate what the magnitude of the chet is. And again, that's for two reasons. Reason A, because the tshuva has to reflect an accurate understanding of magnitude of chet, and B, in order to have the appropriate degree of busha, there also needs to be an understanding of what the magnitude of chet is. This last din of the busha of after receiving the mechila, Ben Yonah talks about that earlier as well in Shara Rishon, in that Ikar HaShishi. So we mentioned one or two other possible additional pshatim in what the pasuk Nachus Aduchenu Nachkora, what the Nachkora is. So I saw quoted that the Zohar HaKadosh says as follows. So this is printed out in Hebrew translation. And the Zohar is speaking of Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the Pasuk describes Chizkiyahu after after Yeshayahu gives him the Musar, he turns to the wall and he davens. So the Zohar says, "Mikan lamadnu shemishi yesh biyado avera verotza levakesh rachamim al atzma yichavein ponav umachshavosav lesaken es atzma meosa avera va'achakach yivakesh tfilaso kamo she'omer nach besodachel v'nach kore." Again, Mishi Yesh Biyado Avera. A person realizes that he's guilty of an Avera. The Vakesh Rachamim Al Atzma. He wants to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim. So before he does that, Yechavein Panav Umachshavosav. He should focus his thoughts, the sakenas atzmo, to rectify himself, me osa avera, and only afterwards for achakach yivakesh tefilaso, kemo she'amar nachbuso v'achenu v'lachkor mitzvah, v'achakach v'nashuva. So how does the pasuk prove what the Zohar Kadosh is saying? That before asking for mechila, a person has to be mechavein machshavosav l'saken es atzmo me'osa avera. So I think the Zohar Kadosh has a different understanding of the pasuk. Nachbusa d'cheinu is the same as Rabbeinu Yonah. I'll hold a magnifying glass. It's really necessary, but without my magnifying glass, I'll look at my actions to identify chatoim, and then nachkora. What's the again? Chakira means an investigation, an inquiry. Well, that's going to be the common denominator to every pshat in the pasuk. That's what the word means again: investigation, inquiry. Then I'll investigate how to correct the chait. And then, once I'll know how to correct the chait, and this is virtually impossible to exaggerate how important this point of the Zohar Kadosh is. When you think about it, Rabbi Asai, so one potentially very upsetting element of vidui in Slicha season, Yom Kippurim, Havo Aleinu L'Tova, is if a person is copying the Al-Chayetz and feels like it's a replay from last year. But how can it be a replay from last year if last year, with sincerity, and a Jew is sincere on Yom Kippur, Jews don't posture on Yom Kippur, whatever we do all year long, but not on Yom Kippur. So how can it be last year a person clapped al chait, and a person thought to himself, he's a Kabbalah haba. And then this year, the same, or too many of the same al-chayt are relevant. So the truth is that part of the answer may be that they're relevant in a more subtle way. And it really does, it is consistent with growth and improvement. So and a person should definitely be mindful of that as well. But sometimes they are relevant too much in the same way. So how do you reconcile that with the fact that last year's tshuva b'shaita was sincere? So sometimes the answer to that is that if a person does tshuva, but without strategizing how he's going to implement the tshuva, so then it's not going to succeed. For whatever weakness a person recognizes in himself, whatever Kabbalah, whatever he's resolving haba, it has to be accompanied by a very practical, strategic plan of action. How is it that if in the past I have been nikshal on A, B, or C, A, B, and C. So what am I gonna do differently this year to try to ensure that the results are different? And that's what the Zohar says. I think that's what it means, Yichav, or part of what it means. Yichav ein paro v'machshavosa v'sakein es atzmo me'osa avera. obviously central to doing tshuva and implementing tshuva is willpower. That's certainly true. But we're not supposed to rely only on willpower. If a person is a recovering alcoholic, so we don't counsel that person to rely only on willpower. We tell them in addition, you know, don't have any alcohol in the house. Don't go to any gatherings where they're going to be serving alcohol. Obviously, there is no tshuva without willpower, but we're supposed to try to be mema'ed nisayon to the best of our ability, and that's why what the Zohar says is just so basic and so fundamental that in order to do tshuva in a way that the tshuva will stick, there has to be a plan of action that accompanies the tshuva. The other pshat in Nachmasad V'chinu, V'nach Kora, it's L'chora as follows. Again, we mentioned before that the Nach Kora into the source of chait. Whatever a person does, he doesn't just do. There's always a certain context. There's always a certain progression. A person doesn't just do something. There's a context. There's a context. There's a history. There's a root. Chait. And in the case of, and when we're talking about chait, chait has a shoresh. It's not a mushroom. It's just sort of pavach ba'avir. It's not a shakol. Chait has a shoresh. So first we identify, I did this, that's wrong, I did that, that's wrong. But then nachkoro, so how did that happen? I mean, I know it's wrong, and then I knew it's wrong, so how did that happen? Now the emes is this, and what the Zohar Kodesh says, is really two sides of a coin, right? Because the understanding of why it happened, and then the plan of action that it shouldn't happen again. Obviously, those two are linked, the two sides of a coin. Okay, we'll stop here.